Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. We are one day shy of my favorite holiday.
Thanksgiving.
What's your favorite holiday?
Yes.
Christmas.
Okay, let me battle you on this. Hi, Easton.
Oh, I'm here. Yay! I was going to tune in on the battle
because we buried the lead.
I like Thanksgiving more than Christmas as well.
Because hear me out. Thanksgiving is like the Christmas Eve of Christmas Eve in Christmas.
Okay.
You know, it's like you have so much to look forward to, and they're just giving you just a little taste of what's to come.
Okay.
Really fun holiday to come. True. You don't have to spend money on anybody, no gifts to be given.
And I think the reason why I like it is because you
quality
prepare.
Time to spend.
And you prepare for Christmas. That's what's fun. Because we used to do the tree. Like, we decorate on Thanksgiving.
Yes,
and that's
okay.
What was fun. So I guess maybe that's why I liked Thanksgiving. No gifts. No money.
Yeah. Save money on the food.
Yeah. And then preparing for Christmas. That's what it is.
No, that, I can see that. Yeah, I was going to say I'm cooking everything this Thanksgiving, and I bought most of the stuff this past weekend, and I spent over $300.
Ooh. You know that you could come to Thanksgiving with us.
I know, but you know what? I love to cook, and this is like my love language. Like,
well, you
I'm
can still
so
cook and come over.
And to host everything about it. But I don't like, if there was like 10 people, I'd be like, anxiety, but it's just like Kyle's mom and dad and me and Kyle and Marge.
Oh, okay, so Kyle's
four
parents
of us
are coming.
They're both coming, yes.
Perfect.
I know, and so.
Fine, we'll come too.
But, okay,
also,
you guys are more than welcome
say,
in our
I
one bed,
I love
bed,
him
bed.
On your Instagram too.
You love Kyle?
He is so funny.
There's just, no one funnier than Jessica so and Kyle.
I know, I love your guys' Instagram.
Like, in my mind, so I'm praying to God that like no production company follows you, because you would definitely be offered
you're
a show and
snatched.
Then leave me.
You know what's hilarious? I don't think we would ever do it.
Okay,
I love
good.
No, we would never. I would rather watch people like you and your mom and Easton on a reality show. I think if like Kyle and I were on, because we are so boring. Think about it. Instagram is like the funny parts, but like 23 hours out of 24 of the day, Kyle and I are the most boring couple you've ever met in your life. So it just wouldn't work. But you guys are like I said last week, and we were just talking about this. Literally, I'm around Lisa and Lala most of the week, and I can't get enough of them. And if we did like a reality show, if any production company is listening and was like, I'm going to follow around Lisa, Lala, and when Easton moves here, and done. I'm watching it. I'm watching it every week religiously, and I'm the number one fan.
Done.
We went, and I wish that I can't wait until this podcast has video, because I wish you could have seen my mom, our mom, at the Elton John concert last night.
Oh, yes. You went to Elton John. Lala went to Elton John. Easton didn't go, but Lala and Lisa and Katie and Logan.
Yes.
Tell us about Lisa.
It was so fantastic, you guys. Let's talk about just how karma really had our backs yesterday. So it's at Dodgers Stadium. Obviously, parking is a fucking nightmare. I think Dodgers Stadium, correct me if I'm wrong. I know I could Google. Let's Google.
What?
How many seats are in Dodgers Stadium?
Okay.
I'm thinking around 70,000.
And it was fully, are they limiting?
Sold out.
Okay. Dude. Well, this says it's the home of Dodgers, a capacity of 56,000. 56,000, making it the largest baseball stadium in the United States.
Wow. Okay, so 56,000 seats, give or take the tiniest little section that was not, they weren't filling up. So you can only imagine how many cars are trying to get into this area to see Elton John. I roll up, I park in the very first parking lot because I was sold when it said easy in, easy out, parking $25. Done. All right, so I roll up in there, I see these shuttles, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we get a shuttle? This is awesome. We park, we start walking towards the shuttle. The woman says, shuttles are not for you guys. It is for people working the concert. And I was like, okay, no big deal, we'll walk. So we start walking, this shuttle, we probably, I'm not even kidding you, we were still so close to the parking lot, all right? The shuttle pulls up, she opens the doors and she goes, everyone get in, if you don't tell, I won't. Takes us all the way, literally asks every single person on this shuttle, what is your section? And drops us each off at our exact section.
I like that. Okay?
Was that a person or was it an angel?
She was an angel. I told her she was an angel. I gave her a good tip and she was so grateful. And I was like, it is the least I can do. You literally just, like, there was one man who was older. And when he got on the bus, he was already winded and said, you saved my life, ma'am. Oh. And I was like, I hope you're not serious because that's concerning.
Right?
Like, it was so sweet, but I was also like, maybe you shouldn't be at a concert. I was a little worried.
But miles. That really is miles of walking that were saved.
All uphill, and then you do a quick hook that is total incline.
No. No, thank you.
Okay? So we got a shuttle.
Well worth the money.
Well worth the money. We walk to our section. We roll up to where the concession stand is. No fucking line at all. None.
Was it a special like VIP concession stand? Yeah, I was about to say,
were you guys in VIP somehow? No.
No. It was just karma. Good. The only way.
Yeah.
No, it was a bunch of people who are sheep. And when they see a line that there's two people in, they just assume like it must be closed. And it's like, right? No, it's not closed. I'm getting in it.
What'd you guys get?
I got a pretzel, French fries, a hot dog.
What did Lisa get?
Girl loves her hot dogs. No,
yeah. Did you share though?
We shared the pretzel.
Oh, you did.
Not the glizzies.
The what?
The glizzies.
What's that?
The hot dog. You never heard them.
The fuck is that?
They call them glizzies. You never heard that?
On what planet do they call them glizzies? I want to know.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Back east, New York. Yeah, I need a glizzy.
What?
No one knew this?
You heard it here first, folks. No,
yeah. Someone please co-sign on what this man from Utah glizzy. Is claiming the East Coast
called. G-L-I-Z-Z-Y?
Yeah.
Google it.
Bitch, I'm back on my glizzy. Do you remember that Lil Wayne song? Oh, he said, bitch, I'm back on my glizzy, not glizzy.
Like glizzy Ryan. Meaning hot dog.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Give me a glizzy.
Is it like a Gen Z thing or no? Is it like...
Easton's not Gen Z.
No, I know, but I feel like Easton's cool. Like he knows that
In all honesty, I feel like I have no idea where it actually came from, but I'm 100% positive. It came from New York and it was probably some TikTok or something that went viral.
I'm actually unsure, but I'm 100% sure that it came from...
It came from New York. I do know that.
Really?
I love it.
The dog vendors. Come on now.
Everything good comes from New York, my friend.
Come and get your glizzies.
Love that. I'm okay. Saying that.
See? Lisa and I got our own glizzies.
Okay.
We did not share a glizzy. Nope. And then the concert starts. And my mother, who is the baddest bitch you will ever meet in your life, 62, fucking snatched as it gets, never seen a workout a day in her life, eats like shit.
That is the one thing. She got mad at me when I went to Trader Joe's because I didn't grab the rice crackers.
Oh, gosh. Oh, she slaps some rice crackers harder than you'll ever see anyone slap rice crackers. Bags upon bags.
She buys six at a time, and I'm not kidding you. And she'll eat three a night.
Yeah. So
she's such an icon.
I wish you could have seen her dance. I'm going to do it for you right now. Can you film it so that we can post it?
1,000%.
Okay.
This will be posted on the podcast. Okay. Right? Yeah.
She's so stiff.
Wait, why is this so accurate?
And then we would do the bump.
That's the one thing that I
own.
She loves raising the roof. She fucking loves it. But
I'm so excited. That was really good because I've seen her dance with Ocean before.
Yeah, and I look identical to my mom's now that I've cut my hair in a blonde.
Lala could be on SNL with the impressions, with the voices and the movement. But anyway, that was Lisa.
Okay, I can't wait to post that because now people can see. Yeah. She was in her element, didn't sit down the entire time. I felt like I had a duty to the Disney Plus viewers to at all times when my wristband lit up to put it in the air.
Did they light up all together?
Wait, yes. Tell us about these light up wristbands.
You get a wristband when you entered the park, and there was like this song where it was like thunder and lightning, and every time the bass would drop, like
your light,
things would light up. So I was fixated. Like I was digging Elton, but I was like, we also are live streaming this on Disney Plus worldwide. So like it is my duty. It is all of our duties, okay? For when this lights up, to put it in the air, okay? I was almost wishing that I would have gone too.
Oh my God. I wish they just live streamed to you guys the whole fucking time. I would have tuned in.
Really though, just two screens, Elton and then Lisa.
Yeah, and then Lisa and Lala.
It was beyond fantastic. I cannot believe. By the way, my mom said the last time she saw Elton John, she was in the 9th grade in Utah. Can you believe that?
So overall, the show was iconic, obviously.
Iconic.
I do want to, what was most of the audience? Was it older?
Yeah.
Or was it, you know, kind of young and...
No, yeah. I mean, there, it was like a variety. There were elderly people who were fucking getting so buck wild, and it was amazing to see. Then there were literally like little kids there.
Yeah.
You know, like their parents had taken them, which I really, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, that parent is smart. But like, I'm sitting here playing like Ashanti, Elton John, yes, Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Like, well, that's how you hit all the notes. Right,
yes.
And that's how you know the icons too. You go to something like, I mean, Elton John. Hello, it's Elton John. You go to something like that. Little kids all the way up to elderly people. It's like he speaks to everyone.
Right. Yes.
Well, yeah. Dre, like Brandon, our brother.
Yeah.
Introduced Dre to Tool. And now that's his favorite right band. See? And like, he would have never... No. Tool. And they went to his concert.
What 13-year-old like, would know who Tool was?
Right, right.
But same thing, yeah. Like,
yeah.
So we roll up to the line, though, to get in, right? We're standing in the line, and there's a lot of people in the line. And I was like, I say, I'm such a clown. I go, you guys, did you hear the bitches back? And these women look. And one woman goes, oh, honey, we never left. I was like, yes. Yes, I yes love you. It was, to get cheesy, it was amazing to look around and be like, this one artist has brought all of us together where all we are here to do is just like bask in his talent and what he's done for people through his music, through his charity work, through just living the way he wants to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was absolutely inspiring. There were these two cute guys in front of us, and one kid kept doing the heart hands. And I don't know what it is about, like, someone doing the heart hands that I just go, oh, my God, you are so sweet. Like, really? I love you.
Just a perfect soul.
I love you.
I know.
Like, you are the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I love that.
Yeah, he kept putting his heart hands in there. I was like, I heart adore hands you so much. I loved everyone at Dodger Stadium last night. I really did.
It feels emotional already.
Yeah. It was emotional. And then my karma got even better.
How?
So then, because I was like, I'm parking at the last lot, because all these people who are getting primo parking spots by the park, they're gonna be waiting. They're gonna have to wait. We're like cattle right now, okay? And you can't just like hit a person unless you're the woman at the grill. Then you most certainly do. So I get in the car, a car lets me in, I'm waiting, and I have to cross traffic to make a left.
More cars.
Both lanes fucking stop for me.
Are you kidding?
Both lanes stopped for me. Okay?
That's insane. I would say, what have you done? But I already know. I'm like, this
what has
killer blowjobs my whole life. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm still Lala, bitch.
Oh my God. So you got home in what? Record time, probably, after a concert like that.
And then they woke me up.
And then we woke Eason up. And then I may or may not have woken Ocean up.
You did?
I went in and started tickling her back because I just wanted to see that she was okay and her cute little bum was in the air. So I like, hi, little baby.
Yeah. Mama's and she home. Got a change.
And then she woke up and looked at me and goes, Mama. So I was like, I'm getting you out. I'm getting you out of the
You
crib.
Should have seen her. I was just in the kitchen and I just see her walking down and she's just perfect.
You know what? Last night, so I babysat Ocean last night until Easton came and she... We were dancing and having quite a time. It was girls' night. Oh, I took videos of her on my phone that I have to show you.
I can't wait.
But I said, it was like a half an hour before bed and she'd eaten her pizza and I took her over to the fridge and I opened the fridge to get her water and she pointed at the tangerines. And I was like, oh, you want a tangerine? Okay. So I take it out and I give it to her to hold and then we're going to go over and peel it. And I turn and look and she's
eating it. She's eating the couch
peel.
This morning.
Teeth sunk into the tangerine like an apple. And I was like, no. Seemed to be. Like, if I would have let her, she would have eaten that whole thing.
Well, I figure people put peels on things all the time.
Well, you're supposed to. Zest. I hear from the healthy community, you're supposed to eat a lot of peels. Like,
well, then
people,
we're killing it.
I know. But I was like, oh, no. And then I peeled it off and she went caca to the peel. And I said, yeah, that's yucky.
No, it was an amazing night. Jess, you're amazing for doing that. I was looking at the Elton John tickets and I had Ocean all weekend. And you guys know I do not. When I have my kid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do shit.
I have my kid. Like, I want to put her to bed. I want to wake up with her. Like, we're doing the whole thing. We're spending the day together.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted my mom to experience this. And so we already planned the balloon festival. So I was like, Sunday night is the only night that we could swing it. So you, Jess, saved the day. And then Easton saved the day by taking over.
Well, Jess, my gosh. I left shit in the Uber. Jess would have got home earlier, my dumbass.
You guys, let me tell you, I was planning on being there till 11, and Easton was like, got there at like 8:30, and then was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was out of there by like 9:30. I mean, fine.
Yeah, but no, she had to stay there longer because I had to hit up my Uber because I forgot my, I didn't even care what was in it. I just wanted the bag. It was like my doc kit that you bought for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, Dad,
it was
Louis.
And it was nice.
Yeah. So I was like,
he got it back, though.
I did get it back. I mean, you know what? I had just a couple of cords.
Did you tip the guy?
Yeah, I gave him 100.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I thought,
you know what?
Fuck me. Are you kidding me? So I had AirPods in there. All replaceable. I didn't care about that. It was the gift that you got me that I cared about. Mm. So for $100 to get it back and then everything, I was like, well worth it.
By the way, because
I'm taking money out of his pocket to go work.
That he
more.
Could go and get pick up someone else.
So I was like, I will give you cash. And he was like, sounds good. I'll
and you know back. What? That's so nice. Sweet because.
But thank you for waiting again
just
for me.
Soldier.
She's the greatest.
Of course, you guys.
But you know, that guy didn't have to return it. He could have easily said, I don't have it.
No, that's my fault.
And he could have taken it.
Yeah. That's true.
And he'd apologize to him. He was like, hey, just because you made because I did make a whatever it is, a ticket or. A claim. I made a claim. Oh. So he literally was in the claim. So he had to take a picture of like giving it back to me.
Yeah.
And he was like, I hate to tell you, but you might get charged like $15 on your card as well. And I was like, bro, I could give a shit.
Yeah.
I was like, is this enough for you? And he was like, dude, he goes, you were my last ride. He was like, I live close. So he was like, I'm glad that you got it back. And I was like,
that's so important, especially this holiday season. Tip your drivers, your waiters. All of them.
Right.
Also, this just goes to show, like, sounds like yesterday it was just like a good day.
The karma that you, but you've done amazing things to deserve what you had on that day.
But by the way, I mean, you can be a shitty person these days and like really get away with it. So shout out to everybody yesterday who really came correct and did the Lord's work. All right. Whether you believe in that or not, doesn't matter. Like, y'all were good humans, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So,
good back on to you.
Right? Yeah. Let's just all do good and get good back.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Let's like really dive into this real quick because apparently Jessica has the perfect nose.
Oh my God.
You agreed.
No, you guys, stop because it's going to
make me sweat.
I've
always loved your nose.
It's not that. Listen, I appreciate my nose. I love myself. I'm very confident. Why? Wait, let's let the listeners know. Why do you say that?
Okay, well, I've always loved your nose because it's very just like straight and very slant, done. Like, I love a nose like that. I was about
to, it looks great, but the like from the like, straight on, uh-huh. But the thing is, it's perfect
from the side.
That's also the thing. Like, you can have a good nose from dead on, but once you turn, it can either it
like dad. It can get, dad yeah. got my dad got hit by a 2x4 in his nose when he was a little kid.
What?
Yeah,
it's a good.
How?
My grandpa was making him hold up wood, and it fell and smacked him in the face.
Did it break?
Yeah.
Oh, it broke.
And did he fix it?
No.
Oh.
And my grandpa didn't care.
That's
how it was. He said it wasn't broken, right?
He was like, you're fine.
Get that board back up.
Yeah.
So what was it? Crooked?
So it wasn't crooked. He actually, I loved dad's nose, but it had like the bump on it.
Okay.
But I just adored my dad's face. It had so much character.
Yeah.
You have his nose before the 2x4.
Oh, I love a Kent nose. Yeah.
He had a great nose.
He had a dainty little nose. He had a nice nose.
It was just from the 2x4.
Just the 2x4.
So we go to do this facial with this Dr. Kanodia, right? And apparently he's like the rhinoplasty king, okay? He's done everybody. And I asked his assistant a very famous person who I wish I had her nose. And she said, he's done everyone's nose. And I said, did he do this person's nose? And she said, I can't confirm or deny that. And I said, can you look up? And she looked up and I was like, oh my God, I love him. But anyway, he comes in, looks at Jessica's nose, he's walking by the office that we're sitting in and literally stops, walks in, and he's like, your nose. You got a perfect nose.
I was like,
no, he loved her nose.
Which is so, that's very sweet. He said, more specifically, it's the perfect nose for my face. So he said, here's what I think. If you took a picture of my nose, you're a normal person. This is just my opinion. It's not going to bring that photo to a rhinoplasty doctor and be like, this is the nose I want. But he did say for my face, he specifically said with my cheekbones, it works. And he said if I came to him for a nose job, he would turn me away, which is very nice. And you guys, that made me feel really good because I've been like with you to certain plastic surgery doctors who I love, and with my friends back home when they're getting Botox or fillers, because I haven't done anything to my face yet. And I can tell always, I can always tell, this isn't just in my mind, because someone was with me once and they were like, oh my God, plastic surgery doctors or whatever, I can tell they'll like assess my face a lot, and you can see their eyes. It's almost like they see a face, like you can tell I haven't had work done just because like my wrinkles and whatever. And you can tell it's almost like they see a face and they're like, oh, I could do so much to this face, you know, like there's so like much Candace. I can do.
And they're like, I could rob this bitch.
But you know,
I could literally take all her money.
And you see their eyes and they're even like talking to my friend and they're like looking at my face and like talking and looking, and you can see them. You can see them like the Botox I would put in this bitch. You,
well,
like,
it's
no.
Like they're looking at a blank canvas.
Yeah. And
like,
so
all the paint I would
they're also
on that.
Looking like I could rob her for all of her money and not have to do anything at all to her face. Really.
Inject her with water.
The laugh.
No, but he didn't have to say that.
So when
because
he said
told
that
me my stop. Nose, he would cut in and said my nose was too broad. The bones. He's like, bones aren't supposed to be that broad on a nose. I was like, well, I officially hate myself.
No, you guys have great. We all have beautiful noses, but it was nice because I thought when he looked at me and came in, I was like, shit, I'm sitting on something that I shouldn't be sitting on. And then when he looked at my face, I was like, here it goes. Cause I'm like, they're all so polite. They won't say anything, but this guy is going to say something. And he didn't. He said something nice. So that
he said
was
something nice.
Nice.
And I think that your nose needs an Instagram.
Jessica's nose.
Or a TikTok. The Gen Zers will really have a heyday with
it. I know, right? Just do
yes.
something.
Oh my God. So that, yeah. So that was nice. It was a nice little confidence booster. I have the fucking best nose, and you all better fucking just
recognize.
Bow down,
bitches.
Recognize.
And can someone please just post your nose a lot?
Let's post my nose. Someone, this is funny because someone.
Is there an OnlyFans for it?
You,
I will
I
do
was
it.
About to say.
OnlyFans.
Nose. Yeah.
I'll
some
do
nose
it for my nose.
There.
I this is perfect for the person that DM'd me and said, you're on your fucking high horse lately and I'm sick of it. So this is.
Someone said that?
Yes.
Whom
in
are
the
they?
DMs?
In the DMs.
Go
yeah.
fuck yourself.
I'll get, where,
you think I'm on a high horse now, baby? That comment just boosted me a little further up.
I'm like, this is perfect for that person. So you're welcome.
Okay, so can we talk about this real quick?
What?
I want to like prep people because Easton is soon going to be a fixture on the podcast.
Whoop, whoop.
So it's not going to be, yeah, it's not going to be so tailored to one thing, you know?
Yeah.
So this is me taking Easton and like prepping him for the weekly podcast because we're not always going to be talking about Thanksgiving, you know, in
yes,
June. Oh yeah. By the way, we're putting you on the market.
Yeah. But they have to apply.
I have to.
Do
I,
and we get to pick.
For you?
No.
Do
I
have for both to, of you.
No.
So they put their applications in and
into
you guys,
us, and then Lala and I
and
go
then,
through.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then we interview.
I send their first and last name and where they're from.
Yes,
to the PI.
Yes,
a little background check.
Yes,
I like it.
Multiple
all right.
girls have said we brought this up a couple weeks ago, and they're like, "I'll apply to date Easton." So
I'm like, "How all big right. of you?"
Okay,
to
so,
get to what, hum?
So what, hum?
I said to get to what, hum?
Like
oh,
hum?
Like hum? Yeah. Okay, got it. Sorry. I'm so tired today. So
this cup of coffee.
We went. I know that's hitting
I
the spa. We need another one.
Shout out Dunkin'.
No.
Is it Dunkin' Donuts?
It yes. is Dunkin' Donuts.
Feel free to sponsor the podcast.
Right.
Okay. So you guys, we went to Palm Springs this weekend. I told you we went for the Hot Air Balloon Fest. It was me, my life partner Lisa, my mom, my daughter, Jax, Britt, Cruz, Janet, Jason, and Jared. Okay. The Airbnb that we stayed in was pretty unbelievable. It was so cute. I'm so obsessed with it. And I just think if you guys are interested, I'm going to tag them because I just think if you're going to go to Palm Springs, it was the perfect house.
You all stayed in the same one?
We all stayed in the same one.
Love that.
Yes,
Lisa was
it
talking
was adorable.
Very highly of it this
she
morning.
She was?
Yeah.
Yes. So their Instagram, I'm going to post photos and videos, but it's Feather, like a feather.
Okay.
Feather Stays, STAYS. And then the house is the Pink Flamingo PS.
How many beds and baths in case there's any bachelorette or bachelor parties?
There's
listening?
Two en-suites.
So there's two suites.
Okay.
There's two regular bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another bedroom. So I think five total.
Mm-hmm.
Five total.
Then you have three bathrooms, huge kitchen, huge living space. The backyard is ginormous with a pool and barbecue and everything. And then the garage, they've turned into like a cool entertainment
deck. It's like a gaming.
Like there's a ping pong table, big cozy couches.
Oh my God, you have to go with a group.
No, it was amazing.
That's amazing.
However.
Oh no.
Not the house. The house was beyond. Lisa, the day that we're leaving, runs in the house, okay? We've been ransacked. I was like, what do you mean ransacked? She goes, the car, the diaper bag is gone. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me, right? Like, the diaper bag has my wallet, all my credit cards. I need to drive home from Palm Springs, okay? Lisa's wallet has everything in there. And I was like, there's no fucking way. And Lisa was like, there is a way. We didn't lock the car, Lauren. And I was like, Lisa, there's no fucking way. I know I locked the car. And she goes, well, the diaper bag is gone. And the keys were in it. So obviously you couldn't have locked the car. And now we've all been ransacked.
Ransacked.
She loved that word, ransacked. She
said it all. Stealing this all for a fucking TV times. Show. But keep going.
Thank God the diaper bag was in the bedroom.
But you didn't get ransacked.
So I was like, we didn't get ransacked. And she goes, come look. Come look at the car. So I walk out and we did get ransacked.
No, you didn't.
Every crevice of the car had been opened. Lisa's ring that I was like, thank God it was just a ring. But she got it in Puerto Rico while I was pregnant doing a movie. So it like had sentimental value, but I just had to let it go. Jackson Brittany's car, also they broke into it. Nothing was taken, which did is so fucking it? Weird. They obviously didn't lock theirs either. The neighbor pulls up and said, did they hit your car too? And I was like, yes. They said, ours too. We saw them on the ring camera. It was at 11 or at 1:30 a.m. I'm like, that is terrifying because we were sitting in the garage, okay, and like playing a game.
You were?
Yes.
Oh my God.
But they were like, they didn't get anything from us either. I'm like, so what was the point? Well, they're
probably, in all honesty, when you ransack a car like that, if you're going, most people are going to open the glove box.
Yeah, the glove box was open and everything was pulled out.
What they will do is they will take your, like,
Registration,
because that has information of where your car's at. So double check that. And I'm only saying that to everybody who might be ransacked.
Has your home address?
That it had your home address.
I don't. Is it my home address?
Not for you, Lala, but for most people, it'll have their home address.
See, that's
home
what was address, scary. Is so. I don't think my registration was in the glove box anymore.
Really? Yeah. But it wouldn't have had your home address.
No, but, I never put my home address. But there's a lot of even my driver's license.
So like even your insurance, like when they're like, we need proof insurance and registration. Your insurance card has a lot of information as well.
Lovely. My insurance cards were still there.
Okay. But if you do get ransacked, like a lot of people just look in the glove box to see what was taken, but a lot, or like the center console, no one really looks to see the paperwork
that was in there.
Has a lot of information about you and your car. Luckily,
holy cow.
It only gives the last four.
I can't believe you were actually ransacked.
But just double check. But no, it's scary. It's only, it just makes you feel like you were attacked. You know?
Was there
it's
anything in there personal. That you were surprised wasn't taken, or did you not have anything super valuable?
There was nothing valuable in the car. I was a little, it seemed like they were younger kids that did it because it just was like a messy job. And also if it were like older people that did it, they would have taken, I mean, we had the car seat, we had the strollers. Jackson Brittany had this big wagon that was worth a lot of money. And I just feel like with this time of year, and if they would have been older, I know that I'm sure they had kids or know people that have kids. And those are all things that are very expensive. Yeah. Like, it's expensive to have a baby and go and buy these.
And things. Who knows? Yeah. They could have been just looking for the $20 cash or whatever it
but
is.
No smashed but windows. So anyone's car
was about
that was
to
locked.
Say, like, in
everyone,
all honesty,
even the neighbor was like, we left our car unlocked too, but we cleaned it out last night. So thank God.
But
I
luckily,
was like,
usually if your car is not unlocked,
they'll break the window.
Yep. So it's almost
too loud though.
Yeah.
If there are houses all in it, like that next to each other, that's so loud. Breaking a window, someone's going to hear it.
How
right?
weird that I'm like, our karma's so good. Oh, by the way, before my good karma, we were ransacked. You got to wait. It's like, okay, so that was because I must have done something bad. And then this was like, I did something good.
No, but you didn't leave anything in there. Imagine if the diaper bag was left in there.
I don't know what I would have done.
So your karma was amazing. You didn't have get anything stolen?
If they would have taken that, they would have taken the car keys. The car keys were in the diaper bag. I literally use this like $40 backpack wherever I go. It gets spilled on. You throw it in the wash. Many compartments. Easy to get into.
Yeah.
The Gucci diaper bag is gorgeous, like, but a fucking inside. Nightmare.
Yeah. You have fun getting...
Nightmare.
Yeah.
You milk. Look cool with it. Actually, you look stupid. Like, who would do that?
Maybe you'll carry it when she's like 5.
Maybe.
Six.
Could be like a book bag.
Yeah.
Totally. Send Ocean into the first grade with a giant Gucci diaper bag that we've converted into a book bag. Fuck it.
I feel like the thing is, I don't know if she'd be the only kid doing that, though, at the school.
Yeah.
I know.
And probably.
Then, yeah.
The parents are like, we spent a lot of money on this when you were a newborn.
Use it.
Yeah. Use it.
You're using it now.
Yeah.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Jess, I wanted to thank you for the TV guy that you hired.
Oh, my God.
I did hear
Wait,
about
why?
It.
Wait, why? Because we didn't talk about this, and I specifically hired a TV guy based on something specific.
Someone to come
specific.
Hang the TV.
Yes.
Can I tell you how this went down?
Tell me, please, because
No, I swear to God, it was like, whoa.
No, you guys, hold on, because I was sad that I didn't get I was like, I thought for sure I'd get a call or text. And I didn't, and I was like, okay, so he wasn't as good looking in his photo in real life, and that's fine. But tell me, because this is so exciting.
He was hitting just right. So I pull into the parking garage, and I see this guy waiting to get on the elevator, okay? And I'm sitting here waiting for the gate to open. I'm like, motherfucker, if I don't get on the same elevator, I'm going to lose my mind. I need to be where this man is going, on that elevator. So I, like, fucking whip the car around as soon as the gate opens. I pull into my spot. I look over. He's gone up already. All right. So I was like, wasn't meant to be. So I walk into the house.
Where is he?
And
shirtless, hanging
on 100. I was on 100. All right. I don't know what had happened that day, but I was like, Mom, fuck these motherfuckers. And she's like, Lauren, I'm in the guest room. And so I walk into the guest room, and there is the man. I was like, hello. Come to mama.
I also need one hung up in the bathroom.
Yeah. And then he was like, if you guys ever need anything else, like, I'm happy to give you my direct phone number. I was like,
yeah, we'll take that from you.
You guys, this is so exciting because I literally was, we needed a new handyman because ours was out of town or something. And by ours, I mean Lala and Lisa's, but ours.
Yeah.
And they needed a TV hung. So I went on the website I usually do. I won't say it here, but if you want to know, DM me. And looked through some photos, and I had some options. You put in the day and time you need. I wasn't like creepy about it. Day and time you need, and then like 10 people popped up. And so I was like, okay, well then I'll just see their photos. And I saw this one man and I was like, okay.
Yes.
If he looks as good in person as his photo does, then this will be a nice treat for Lala.
It
booked
was.
Him. That makes me
and
so
guess
happy.
Guess what? He had a little baby face tattoo.
Where?
On like his cheek area.
Oh my God.
What was it? Like, that's going to happen. Hold on. What was it though? I need to know.
I don't know. I didn't see. I had to play cool. I couldn't be like harassing.
Wait, baby face? Like a face of a
like
baby?
It was like a small little.
Like a tattoo on his
like
face.
Like a tattoo that was like a baby.
Baby
it was small.
Face tattoo. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it wasn't like other men I have dated, yeah. But it was
it was
still
there.
Like, I need to go wipe myself off.
I hated that.
I hated that.
Well, you better get used to it. This is me prepping you for the podcast.
Well,
all right. You're no longer just my brother. You're like stepping into like brother slash co-host.
Well, I'll be in that boat of.
So we're going to be talking about BDE.
Shit. Yes. BDE.
There may be a time in my near future where I get laid. Ooh. And we're going to talk about it.
BDE. Okay. So only that. Who's Pete Davidson dating now?
Are you joking? He's killing it. He pulls like no other.
No,
M-Rod.
His dick's talking the game.
But he also, I think he's super hot with like his tattoos and just like his vibe. And then he's funny. It's like,
yeah.
Well,
also,
all right.
Yeah, he's 6'3". I think he's a good looking dude.
No, he's super good looking.
Well, he's got the height.
And he's funny.
And then once he fucked Kim Kardashian, it was like, okay, you are now like hottest of hot.
Yes. Right.
Yes,
right?
He's got the sauce, as the kids would say.
I'm going to try to hang out with him.
Who says that? The sauce.
I don't know. I've heard it on TikTok
once.
Lizzie
with the sauce.
I heard it on TikTok once.
Oh, Gen Z.
Yes, but it might not even be a thing, but I heard it, and so I'm going to use it.
So hold on here. But so did you text him?
No.
Are you going
no,
to
no,
you?
No.
Do I need to?
Because right now
rip
I don't have anything to offer
wall?
Him. It's like I'm not horny, so I don't need to have sex, and then I don't want a relationship. So as of right now, men are completely worthless to
but
me.
But he's the new handyman.
He's going to be very handy. Yes. He's going to. Yes.
Handyman.
And you might be as well. Very handy for him.
Yes, Jessica. Literally. That is put perfectly. So we are going to Jackson Brittany's for. Oh, speaking of Jackson Brittany, because for some reason, when I think of Jax, I think of Florida. Hmm. This has nothing to do with him. But I've realized because I just watched another 2020 episode, which I do often. I'm never moving to a small town and I'm never moving to Florida because I've noticed every single murder, they start with, I live in a small town. This would never happen. We all knew our neighbors and we were all shocked. And I'm like, really though? Because I've watched 1,000 of these episodes and they all start with this. Or it starts with.
It's almost like the people who aren't shocked need to be locked
up for
6 months.
Or it starts with, we found Susie dead in the. You
creek.
Know, yes. And then it's like, it flashes like Florida. I'm like,
with the one water tower in the middle.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Painted a picture.
Small town in Florida. I'm not coming there.
Well,
no.
Florida's its own country, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's
Florida.
Why,
I'm going to love this episode. We're really happy
Florida.
For you where you live, but I've seen too many 2020 episodes that just start the same way.
Florida's wild. All the craziest. If you ever see, this was like a thing going on socials. If you ever see the most insane headline in the news, like man escapes via hot air balloon from chase and then lands on a mountain and builds a home. And like, it's always Florida.
And it
it's
always,
always
is
Florida.
Florida man.
Yeah, Florida man. Always. With pet alligator caught walking down.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's every time I read something in Florida, I'm like, how is this connected to the United States?
However, there's a lot of shit where I'm like, Utah looks pretty sketch because I just watched a documentary called Murder Among the Mormons.
Oh, okay.
Where this guy just like forged all of these documents. He was a genius where like he would forge these documents that would relate to the church, to President Lincoln, and he knew how to properly do it. So when he sent it in to be authenticated, they'd be like, this is real, because he knew how to age the paper.
Yes.
He knew how to age the ink. But people, he would sell these documents for like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And this was in the 70s.
As so, like collectibles or something?
Yes. Yeah. And he, the most famous among the Mormons was the salamander letters, okay, that he forged. Mm-hmm. And the church was like, we can't let this get out. This is crazy. So they were going to pay him for these documents. But he was on the brink of getting found out. So he creates bombs and starts murdering people close to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. So that happened. Then you watch things like Under the Banner of Heaven, Utah, yeah. Mormons, the Lafferty fucking murders. It's like, oh, I don't know that I want to live there either.
No, Mormons, oh my gosh.
Not all of them.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that.
It's not every small town. It's not a blanketed statement.
We're not talking blanketed statements here, but yeah, there's but a no, lot yeah, of crazy the, shit.
Yeah.
So Utah. Even
up at like their yeah. plates that they keep hidden in a mountain?
In Utah? Huh? Have you guys ever seen the Book of Mormon play?
It's no, like, but we need to because I've heard it's
the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
But like when they talk about Joseph Smith and they're like, he did this, that, and the other. I'm like, it sounds to me like he took some mushrooms.
It's right. Like if I were to go and do what he came out and mm-hmm. said, like I went into the woods by myself and God spoke, you know, I'd be in a room by myself Mental with padded Institute. Pillows.
Yep.
And they'd be like, this guy is nuts.
Him up.
I know, but some people, it's like a lot of cult leaders. I'm not comparing Mormonism to a cult, but I'm just saying a lot of cult leaders, there are people that have this power of persuasion and they just draw people in. That's yeah. how so many cults that end with like, people dying yeah. and like shit like that happens. It's like, and a lot of people to this day back then are lost or they're looking for purpose and they're the perfect person for like yeah. shit like that.
Well, my dad, because he left the church at a very young age, like 22,
mm-hmm.
and it was a constant battle within that side of the family. And my dad asked my grandmother, God rest her soul, I fucking love you, Grams. Don't love the way mm-hmm. that you like believed in some crazy shit, but it's okay. You're up there, you know the truth. Praise Jesus. But my dad asked her, like, if the president of the church asked you to drink poison, would you? And she goes, I'm not gonna answer that question because he would never ask us to do it. And she and he was like, but if he did, and she goes, I don't feel comfortable answering that question. It's like, the Just answer no. is no. What do you mean? Mm.
That is a wild.
I know. Wow, this podcast is weird today.
I love We've it. I love it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We should rebrand this podcast what? To just be like Lala's Tangent.
People say all the DMs are their favorites are when Easton is on and when there's tangents happening. So if well, anything, back to this
the
is perfect.
The thing is, I had to say it again, the Mormon what? Tangent. I don't know if
the
she
Mormon
was
Mormon Tangent?
Yeah. Well, back
oh,
on.
Oh, back on.
But
that,
no, like
yeah.
just, and I don't know if it's with all people, but like the woman who used to just kiss our dad, hello.
Oh my God, like tell
that,
me about
that. Like, oh yeah, that was weird.
You know,
that
like,
was super weird.
But I don't know if that is...
They were
like,
Mormon. Was she Mormon?
They're Mormon. Yeah, but that's and, the... And my dad
but as
is
a
just
child,
a
it was like a mind fuck.
Yeah, like
Wait,
I would
tell
see my,
me, tell us.
So we would have Thanksgiving type parties or a Christmas party. They would come over with their family. We were family friends. My dad and the husband of the woman kissing him were very good friends. But... They would come over, he would hug her, and she would initiate the kiss.
Like kissing him on the mouth.
On the mouth. Like, not yes. just like a quick peck, but it's almost to the point, like, I've never seen that done, but it's almost like, is that a Utah Mormon swinger shit?
Is that what or, that was?
I don't
think?
Know, but I feel I like my know, dad hated it too.
Did he?
Dad
I don't
didn't
think he
love
loved
it.
It. No.
And it was
no,
your mom's was like a, friend, right?
Yeah.
Did and, she and, hate it?
My mom?
Yes.
I don't,
no, because I think it really was just like a friendly like, hi.
And yeah. I think it didn't you know? Bother mom or Lisa because of how much my dad hated it. So like when my dad hates it, my mom's like, fucking just suck it up,
Poor
dude.
Poor guy. Yeah.
It's, it's my friend. It's a fucking kiss, Kent. Get over it.
It's a fucking friend.
I could
just
see
kiss her.
Lisa literally saying that. Yeah. I'm obsessed.
So that was weird. And like as children, you see yeah. like some woman kissing your dad and you're like, that's weird. But
well,
like
it
it's in front
polygamy.
Of everyone. So I feel like it's not secretive.
But it's
what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is. I never saw that happen ever. But that would be like, were you how old were you guys? Because were you never just
elementary
like.
I mean, I was.
School?
Yeah, I was
oh,
about
so
to say
probably
six,
too
seven.
Young
you're probably
to ask.
Nine.
Two. Well, we asked. Easton and
you
I
did?
Had
yeah,
all the
like,
questions in the world.
Yeah,
oh.
I was like,
nothing
why would
was
you...
off limits.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going up to my parents and being like, this is what I saw at a friend's today.
Is it normal?
is it normal for people to be like, get filmed while his dick is out oh. and in this woman's mouth? And my mom's like,
Oh, like porn.
Yes.
Oh, I was like, what was going on?
But at the time, I didn't know it was porn. And my mom talked me through it. She was like, that's called an adult video. And yes, that is normal for adults to do.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be watching that.
Yeah.
And then I just knew, like, that's not for my eyes. I know that at some point, like, I guess that's normal. I don't know. My mom said it shouldn't be filmed.
Yeah.
But, like, it's out there. Yeah.
So here's my question for both of you. If either of you, because I'm interested, were in a situation like that and someone and they just kiss you on the lips, what are you saying? Are you having a talk? Are you pulling them aside and asking them kindly not to do it? Or are you just sucking it up and I know this person kisses me on the lips every time I see them?
If it's my significant other's friend, mm-hmm. I would go to my significant other and say, hey, is there a reason behind why she does this? And I'm not liking it. And then I would have her either say something or I would just say, well, I'm asking her politely to not do it again.
But I feel like you know when someone's leaning in for a kiss. Like if someone started coming towards me with their mouth, I'd be like, whoa, what are you doing?
You what?
Yes. I'd be like, no, here's my cheek.
Really?
Yes.
So you'd, because that could make it uncomfortable and awkward if you're like, pull, because especially if they bring you in for a hug.
You want to know what's more uncomfortable is you kissing me on the mouth when I don't want you to.
Exactly.
All right. Yes. So like, I don't really give a fuck if you feel uncomfortable.
Exactly.
What I give a fuck is the fact that I feel comfortable and I'm not comfortable with you leaning in to kiss me on my mouth.
Right. And I love the parents these days who don't make kids, because, you know, growing up, it was always like, go hug your uncle or go hug. And I love the parents these days that, or go hug my friend. Like, go hug him goodbye. Go.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like uncomfortable. And I love when parents these days are like, no, she doesn't have to give you a hug if she doesn't want to. She can say bye kindly from here.
My sister-in-law does that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I love it. I think it's important for a child to make the decision. If I want to hug this person, I can. If I don't want to, like, fuck off.
Well, there's no better, in my opinion, there's nobody that knows if they are in a comfortable or an uncomfortable position than a child. Mm-hmm. I feel they know if this is a comfortable human being just based off of the energy that they are putting off. So I would give, and no, I agree.
My kid doesn't want to hug someone. Because
we always used to have to go hug people goodbye.
Right?
Yes, we did.
I mean, but it was just back then. It was how it was.
But you know,
80-year-old uncles.
Yeah.
But you know what it taught me, though? Because in like college and high school, there were so many times where I was just like, and this isn't as traumatic as it sounds, but where I was just like, just fucking grin and bear it and it'll be over. No, it's not as bad as
it's like your smelly grandma's sister.
Yes, or like sitting next to some fucking college guy who's wasted talking in my face, but I don't want to be rude and get up and be like, you're fucking annoying. So I'm like, okay, just sit here for 15 minutes and let it happen. And then eventually he'll fucking fuck off or something, you know? But
big difference between you're annoying me and like I'm uncomfortable.
Yes.
If I'm uncomfortable, I'm telling you, kick rock.
Yes, true.
If you're annoying me, like all in engage and find a nice way to be like, I'm gonna grab a drink, like, do you want anything? And then they still know, and I'm like, thank god, because I'm not coming back.
Oh, I know, right? Bathroom is the greatest escape.
Before we sign off, what is everyone excited about for Thanksgiving and what is everyone thankful for? Jess?
I love that. Oh, I have to start. No, I should end.
Okay, Easton.
Well, I'm thankful for family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm very blessed to come out here and be around everybody I love, and I'm excited to just be around everybody that makes me happy.
I love that.
And I'm excited for Lisa's sweet potatoes.
Yes, those hit different.
Those fuckers.
Yeah. I'm excited for Lisa's sweet potatoes too. I'm excited to go to Jackson Brits. I think it'll be super cute. And I just love watching the kids together. And I would say I'm thankful for you guys in this room. I'm thankful for my kid. And I'm thankful that even throughout all of the craziness that is my life, that I am the happiest I've ever been in my life.
I love hearing that because I've told you how many times. I'm proud of you.
I love the way you hold yourself. Thank you, baby. I love you, TT.
Well, I am excited. It's excited for and thankful for.
Yeah.
Is that I'm excited for to host Thanksgiving. I think it'll be fun. I'm excited for 2023. I know we're not there yet, but I just feel... I feel good about it and hopeful. And I'm thankful for you both. I'm thankful for this LA family I have, which are the Burninghams.
Hey,
I love them.
That's us.
And that's what I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful for this job and just the ones I love. Being able to be around the ones I love for Thanksgiving. Love that.
That's the best. I think that's why I love Thanksgiving so much, because it really is just about like doing nothing, eating great food, and being with people that you really enjoy and care about.
Yes, let's bring this full circle, because that's how we started. That's why you love it so much. Is that why you love it so much?
Yeah, I really do. And I I don't know if it sounds weird, but on my end, just like working, mm-hmm. it's nice because when you're away from work, like now you have no, like all of that's behind me. So like right. Thanksgiving, like, you know, there's no stress. There's nothing yeah. like that. And I think that's why I really love it as well.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Like everyone's shutting down yeah, just to be just, with their yeah. loved ones. Yeah. I am yeah. obsessed with Thanksgiving. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I hope if you're traveling, you reach your destination safely, you return home safely. I love you guys so much. Happy Thanksgiving, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.